farm-to-table commerce. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Beneath the azure, wide-eyed skies in Central Texas lays the perfect pairing of sandy soil and flat land to grow fresh and healthy produce. The Homegrown Farm, a small, family-owned business, purposed to set itself apart from traditional farming with the planting of its very first seed.
The Homegrown Farm, I think from the beginning, was to be more consumer-centric. And so that has really driven every decision on how the farm is run, both agriculturally and commercially. So whether my brother is making decisions about what to grow, how to grow it, to the way that we package it, to the way that we distribute it, to the way that people order it.
Toby Tull says his consumer model has to have flexibility and customization. He compares his customers' buying experience to that of Amazon.com, only they log in to add fresh eggs or field-ready kale to their baskets. Once the orders are in, instead of gathering items from row after row of shelves in a warehouse, Tull heads out to harvest his fields. The constant flow of purchased shares from members gives him a good grip on produce supply and demand. And by collecting data from the online orders, he's able to target trends and patterns in purchases.
You know, the business background is really the only reason we're still in operation. You know, we keep very tight controls on our profit margins and we have to evaluate costs. How do we get the most money? How do we get this square footage to give us the most profit? And that requires quite a bit of calculations. You know, the thing about farming is some seasons we get it right and some seasons we get it wrong. And we kind of take that as it comes.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.